We're trying to get out. We have to see Don't Breathe 2 because the first one was pretty intense and good.
We saw that.
Haven't seen the second one yet.
No, no. What's a Quiet Place 2 we watched?
Quiet Place 2 was very good.
I liked it better than the first one. Yeah.
I liked it better than the first one. Yeah.
Me too.
The first one had massive things
that bothered me about.
Well, I turned the first one off about 20 minutes in because I felt like the movie still hadn't started yet. I couldn't hear anything.
What's up, Hoodat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United podcast.
What's up, Hoodat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United podcast network. I'm your host, Jeff, and the drunk scale rating is a zero, but I'm working on it with my vodka and Crystal Light. That's right, I'm drinking the squirts again, as is, of course, the tradition. We are excited to bring to you our third annual what is this, the Tailgate Party season preview crossover show, which is no longer, well, it's kind of a crossover because we have representation from all the podcasts except Taking the Over right now, but we may get a special visit from Gunn later on. But we have representation from every podcast on the Dome Patrol podcast network for this Super Tailgate Party season preview spectacular, where we do the things like the bold predictions, we predict the records, we talk about anything left to talk about before the Saints season starts, and sometimes we quote 40-year-old virgin that Jeff doesn't pick up on. So let's get started with Jason. Is your seatbelt on?
No, it was on for the last 4 hours, I had to take it off.
But keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times and enjoy the show. Jason, what is your number?
No number right now. I haven't even made a drink. So I just got home, no AC still. Unloaded everything and I'm drenched, so I'm cooling off with a Gatorade, and then I'll probably make a drink after that. So
Maybe Renee could make you a drink and bring it to you while you're podcasting.
It's okay. I'd rather not. Her hands, she's not 100%.
Is that a 40-year-old virgin quote?
We could probably make it one.
Now I'm gonna think every joke is. All right. James, welcome to the show. What's your number?
My number is a one. This is my first beer. I intend to make it at least a five by the time we finish recording.
All right.
Nice. Excellent.
Scott, what's your name? What's your number?
My name is Scott. And I am a one. I'm drinking my potpourri beer. I actually have, I'm double fisting. So.
Oh, you got a green one and a regular one.
Don't mention double green. Fisting when Ben's on the podcast.
I see, Scott, you're wearing your Tiger's Den hat, getting ready for LSU to play later on today.
Oh, Tigers.
That's right.
If you didn't listen to the Tiger's Den, listen to it.
Ben, welcome to the show. What's your number? Well, thanks for wearing the LSU shirt.
That's all right. Representing. I'm a zero. I'm working. So, like.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. See, I am currently using taxpayers' money to record this podcast. So.
James's money.
Right. So, well, I'm a zero, and I thought I can't drink on taxpayers' money. So it's kind of
that's how we do things. We use taxpayer money to pay for the Dome Patrol podcast so that you, the listeners, do not have to donate to listen to the Dome Patrol podcast. Wes, welcome to the show. Over, what's your number?
My number is a one. I just got off of work and made an old fashioned. I'm getting going. I really like your shirt, Jeff. Does it come in a V-neck?
What are you talking about?
40-year-old virgin line.
Damn it! Damn. The one time. I'm too trusting. You know, I always thought that Matt Damon was like a Streisand, but I think he's rocking the shit on this one. Oh, I can Google shit too. All right. Let's get into the show. So I did ask for some comments and questions on Twitter. And I want to get started with one that we got from Mr. Coach Klein. He did say, he wants to predict a 13-4 record. We'll get to our predictions in a minute. He thinks we'll miss the number one seed again with a tie for best record And Jameis wins some type of award, whether it's offensive player of the year, comeback player, because he throws over 5,000 yards. So let's get started with your response to Mr. Coach Klein's outrageous bold prediction. Sure to be right.
He's got a high number, isn't he?
He came prepared. I like the over 5,000 yards bit. He said 13-4. Like, that's even as optimistic as you can be. 13-4 is still pretty tough.
With suspensions and everything, yeah. But it's not unreasonable to think. You think with Peyton's coaching is going to guarantee you at least 5 wins a year, I think.
Do you think we lose any of the last 7 games?
Who do we play?
Yes.
I would go and say
yeah. Well, I'm looking at it less on who we play and more on the fact that Onyemata and Michael Thomas are on the active roster.
You got to remember, we're the Saints. We always have that shit the bed game.
Yeah. I have, in the last 7 games, I've got us losing 2.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Is it like one track?
Like we'll probably lose to like the fucking Giants or something.
The Bucks and the Panthers.
Ooh, Panthers.
Panthers are gonna suck this year.
Yeah, I have us losing to them. I have us splitting with them.
I have us losing to the Bills.
The Bills
on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I have us beating the Bills.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we're going to
put the Bills and the Bucks, maybe.
We're going to put everything on the Eagles 4 days before that because that's the NFC game, and I think we're going to phone it in for the Bills.
On it's Thanksgiving?
The AFC game.
It's Thanksgiving. National audience.
Well, fine. We'll win both. Okay. Then we'll beat the Cowboys. We'll beat the Jets. We'll beat the Bucks. We'll beat the Dolphins. We'll beat the Panthers. We'll beat the Falcons. I don't see where you have us losing.
I just told you.
That's the bad game. The Jets is the bad game that we shouldn't lose.
There you go.
Ooh, and we
just throw up on ourselves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cowboys, I can see that being. I can see the Cowboys being shit this year, and then we just stink against them.
No,
because I don't know. Peyton gets up for the Cowboys.
Also, a Thursday night primetime game.
And that's here
in New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not a short week because we're obviously playing the Thursday night before that.
Week after Thanksgiving.
Not a short week. Yeah,
it's not a short week. So
finally,
that's kind.
All right. Any other potential shit the bed games? I mean, Washington. You said Jason. You said the Giants.
New England.
it's the rookie quarterback thing. That's one that is iffy. But I think that we.
Miami, maybe.
But I mean, Miami's. I don't think going to be bad. I don't think that's a shit the bed game. Like I'm looking at a bad team, like the Giants. I don't believe in the Giants. I don't believe in.
Do you think Miami's going to be good?
I think Miami's offense.
What they go 10-6 last year? They had a winning record last year.
Yeah, but Miami getting better.
Didn't they make plans?
Wasn't that Fitz?
It was both. They benched him. They benched Fitz.
Yeah, but he's gone now.
Right. So it's Tua now.
It's Tua.
Okay,
it's
Tua,
yeah.
I'm sorry, it didn't take much to be an upgrade over Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, they've got, Jalen Waddle, Will Fuller. They've got a bit of a high power offense going on there.
I wouldn't classify the Miami Dolphins as like shitty
anymore. No, I wouldn't say shitty. No.
I mean, I'm agreeing. Like, I think the Jets will be. You know, unless they prove otherwise shitty. The Giants, unless they prove otherwise shitty. Washington is, I think Washington's better than everybody gives them credit for.
Washington did win the division last year, Jeff.
Yeah, it's a shit organization. It's a poorly
Eagles
organization, which you think would translate to the field, but it hadn't this year, last year. Mm-hmm. Eagles.
Week 11 the Eagles, because that's got shit the bed on it.
That's what we did. We shit the bed last year against them.
Exactly. That was with Taysom Hill, though, quarterback.
Good point. So we got a real quarterback now.
Taysom Hill could be starting that game, too. You never know.
Let it go, Scott.
We would hope not.
I'm saying that Jameis could get hurt. I'm not saying that he's starting over him. Just saying Jameis could get hurt. He's the number 2 quarterback. It's a possibility.
Okay. So other than the that part of the schedule, I kind of want to save record predictions for later in the show. But how about we do record predictions now? We'll save bold predictions for later in the show. Because we were kind of talking about which games you think we're going to win, which games we think we're going to lose. So usually on this season preview show, we kind of keep record of who predicts what records. Just for recap, just so that you can kind of get your little numbers and do your little ticks here. Green Bay, Carolina, New England, Giants, the football team, Seahawks, Bucks, Falcons, Titans, Eagles, Bills, Cowboys, Jets, Bucks, Dolphins, Panthers, Falcons. I'll give everybody a minute to calculate.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm good.
We've done prep for the show, you see, Jeff.
Jeff needs a minute, is what he's what he's really saying.
He's he's like 10-6. Oh, wait a minute, I'm missing the game here somewhere.
Oh, I got us, like Mr. Coach Klein, I have us 13-4. I actually have us losing to Green Bay in the opener, losing to Seattle, and then splitting with the Bucks and Panthers.
Okay. I like that. Explain your losses, everybody, right? Who's your losses?
Oh, God. Do I really?
I mean, you don't have to, I guess.
I didn't do that much research.
Yeah, I mean, Green Bay, I don't know. I just got a feeling.
I didn't mean explain it, but just like tell us the teams you think we're going to lose.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's.
I mean, you don't have to
explain who the losses are.
How we're going to lose, right?
Or say who the losses are.
I think in
are.
Green Bay, we're going to lose by.
Well, that's what we thought you meant. When you say explain the losses.
I don't like your loss.
Okay.
I don't like the yours. Green Bay loss. I want to. I didn't
I don't like yours. Yet. Well, I still don't like them.
I'm not going to like
that?
It, right?
How about that?
I'm all right, Ben, you're up. You were ready.
You guys are going to hate me for this, but I'm going 10-7.
Okay.
I think you'll see regression. I think we'll lose to the Packers. I've got a horrible feeling about Patriots in Foxborough with a new quarterback, not much tape on him. So we've got a history of that. I think we'll probably lose to Seahawks, split with Tampa. I think we might lose to the Titans. I can see us shit in the bed against the Eagles, and I think we'll lose to the Bills. And then maybe one more in there, maybe Dolphins. But yeah.
Dome Patrol will be in that in Nashville. There's no way we're losing not losing that.
Yeah,
Ben. Why do you think there's a regression? I'm interested to know why you think there's a regression.
I don't know. I just feel
how, like how has I the think, team think, gotten worse?
Yeah, how has the team gotten worse?
I think we're just a couple of injuries away from corner where we could have a bit of a disaster.
One injury.
I think potentially, as I know, we're all hyping up Jameis Winston. He deserves to be the starter as well. But you are going to see some pains there. I think. I think wide receiver.
I'm just not going to let him say that. No.
I can unmute myself. I think wide receiver. I think we are happy of how Callaway and little Jordan are playing, but potentially we haven't seen them going up against true number one corners in the league that are going to be scheming for them every week.
We did in the preseason.
Not scheming. They weren't proper scheming for them, though, were they?
But then we didn't have Kamara in the preseason.
I get that. But also I just think we'll. I hope to be wrong, but just as my opinion.
Okay.
So it sounds 10-7, like
we get in the wild cards.
It sounds to me like you are.
He's putting the injury concern on a pedestal.
Anything that could be a problem will be a problem, is what it sounds like you're saying. Like all of the things that could, like any weakness, any possible problem will be a problem, is what it sounds like you're going with, which is fine. Yeah. I agree with the injury thing. Like I am no team goes through a season without injuries, and I'm worried about our depth.
This is a team
not that a linebacker.
We've lost Drew Brees multiple games each of the last few seasons and had a better record dealing with an injury.
If we lose somebody from the secondary, I don't know that we have the kind of depth there that we had in the last couple of years.
That's how we got worse. We lost a lot of depth everywhere, like receiver, cornerback.
Exactly.
The defensive line with Onyemata suspension and Rankin's gone and Malcolm Brown gone. So that's it. I mean,
seven linebackers.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's a linebacker going to play corner.
You're moving up to the line.
Could Kate Nevis play corner?
Somebody's going to be pessimistic.
I think we're going to get into the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. I see a lot of people don't think we're going to get in the playoffs this year. I think we'll get to the playoffs and we'll win a wild card. And Sean Payton will be how he gets us into the playoffs. We'll be up for coach of the year this year.
So 10-7.
10-7 could win Sean Payton playoffs. Could win coach of the year.
Got it.
I've got us 13-4. Is everybody ready to move on from that?
Yeah.
I've got us 13-4. I think we lose the two games back-to-back against the Seahawks and Bucks, the first Bucks game. I do think the Bills are going to give us problems. I can see us that being the third loss. And then I'm somewhere between I don't think we lose the Patriots game, but the second Bucks game, or I could see us actually losing the Falcons game to end the season because we don't care. I could see us resting starters and losing that one because we're at 13-3, either first place in the NFC or first place in the division. It doesn't matter, and losing that fourth game because it doesn't affect us.
All right, James, Jason,
I'll go 11-6, slightly more optimistic than Ben. I don't really know who we're going to lose to. I just think we're going to lose six games.
Okay,
I don't think there's a rhyme or reason. Like, I actually think we beat Seattle in Seattle, but we'll probably we may get swept by Tampa in the regular season. As much as I don't want to, but
and then we'll beat them in the playoffs on our way to a Super Bowl win
or something like that. And you know, like, we'll lose to the Jets, or we'll lose, like, I think we'll beat the Bills, but probably lose to the Green Bay. But you know, there's a lot of I'm being relatively conservative, but even so, I bet a lot of people think 11-6 is probably a little optimistic, but I think that's right around where we should fall.
Jason, the last time I heard your voice, you were predicting a Saints Super Bowl win. I just want to make sure we're going 11-6 and then winning.
That's because he was here.
Absolutely.
I didn't know if you remembered the prediction.
I didn't change
first
my mind.
Of all.
I remembered it.
Okay.
Yeah, 11-6 could get you in the playoffs. You can still win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just make it in. There's only one bye.
I was just making sure.
Right? There's still only one bye, so who cares?
James?
So before the preseason and before we'd settled on our number one quarterback and having seen Jameis Winston play in preseason, I was thinking that the ceiling for the team was 11 wins, and you know, we were going to win 11 games at the most. However, now I know what I know about what Winston's done, and looking at the record, I've gone through the record now, and I think we're going to be 14-3.
Wow.
We're going to lose to Green Bay only because it's not in the Superdome. I think we're going to lose that game.
So
we're going to lose.
You thought we would have gone 15-2 before the hurricane.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did. We'll lose at Seattle and we'll lose at Tampa Bay. But apart from that, I don't see any team that we're coming up against that are better than we're going to be at the time of the season we're going to be playing them. When we play Buffalo, we're going to be full strength, assuming no injuries, touch wood, you know, all that kind of thing. Yeah, 14-3.
Wow.
All right. So I'm going to go 12-5, mainly because I was leaning towards 13-4, but where I think Scott and Wes, y'all left out like a shit the bed game. So I'm going to go almost the same kind of loss concept, like Seattle, at least one of the Tampa Bays, Buffalo, and there's a shit the bed game in there. And then there's, you know, whether it's the Atlanta don't care game or a Panthers or some kind of game that we thought we were going to, or even a New England, right? So one of those. Yeah. So I'm gonna go 12-5.
The thing is we talked about it when we were discussing it with Ben, the team hasn't got worse.
No, really. But we're also not going to go.
We're worse at corner
without a single injury, and our starters are good, but the next man up concept is not as good as it was for the last 4 years.
No, that's
so somebody's going to get hurt, which means an inferior player will step into that role.
But and suspended. Remember,
before the last two seasons, we'd have been having this same conversation and be like, oh God, what'll happen if Breeze gets hurt? We got 9-1 without Breeze.
But Breeze wasn't Breeze.
I actually really think we finished 14-3. Where I'm struggling is the playoff loss to the Bucks. I don't see how with our defensive line and our defensive ends, the way they're going to move the passer this year, I don't see how we lose to Tom Brady, who cannot move anymore. And so you move him in the pocket. We did this in the regular season last year, made him look, terrible by he just couldn't deal with pressure. And then in the playoffs, we got no pressure on him whatsoever. If our defensive line and defensive ends are as talented as what they've appeared to be, you can't lose to that guy. Like he's not going to be able to stand still in the pocket and beat us.
So there's a question. Do you believe, you build your team to first win your division, right? Maybe that is kind of, what went into their thought process during the draft, drafting a defensive end and a linebacker. And maybe it is kind of, they know, like, if we're going to get past Tampa Bay and we've got to beat Atlanta twice and we've got to beat Carolina, whatever, it's like you've got to build your team to beat, say, like the quarterbacks in your division. Mm.
And we've, in the NFC South, I think it's very static quarterbacks. We haven't got, we haven't got Cam Newton anymore, who's going to be dangerous running outside the pocket. We've got, I think, out of all the divisions in the NFL, I think we've got the most static division with quarterbacks. So, the pass rush is there.
Yeah, because like years past, we had we were playing against Jameis, we were playing against Matt Ryan, we were playing against Cam Newton. I don't know, but yeah, I kind of feel like
that's because we had slow linebackers at the time. I had Craig Robinson playing linebacker, and that guy can't move.
Yeah,
that's true.
If we focused on beating Tom Brady, now the funny thing is, I'm sorry, like there's got to be a point where Tom Brady gets hurt and can't play,
or just gets old.
Or like, I think on Taking the Over, they were joking about the Lance Armstrong, when everybody was like, there's no way it's humanly possible for Lance Armstrong to do the things that he's done. And then lo and behold, you're right. It's not without illegal substances. I'm sorry. How does Tom Brady not get caught with whatever he's doing? Because you know he's doing it. Yet Onyemata is caught every 6 weeks.
2 years ago, Tom Brady regressed and looked like an old man on the field in his last year in the Patriots. And it wasn't because of the Patriots' terrible schemes or just that he couldn't get the ball to the receivers. Like he could not move the ball downfield. He definitely struggled. Looked like he had hit that wall and was done.
If one player is going to hurt Tom Brady this year, I've got a feeling it would be Gardner Johnson. Just got a feeling.
What?
The player that's going to hurt Tom Brady.
Oh, I heard you. I just
don't. The player that's going to hurt Tom Brady is going to be Gardner Johnson. He'll get done for talking afterwards as well.
Brady's just a big guy. I'm not sure.
What is he going to like? Talk shit to Brady, get him angry. Brady throws a punch and like hurts him.
No, he's on a blitz.
Hitting on a blitz. Yeah, he's going to hit him on a blitz. He's going to get him on a blitz.
I know.
And you can just see
Gardner. I think it would be more funny if Tom took a swing and missed and like pulled his arm because he failed on a swing.
Or like got his finger caught.
It's on third down and Gardner Johnson and, like, is telling him to fourth down.
Right. Let's move into last year's bold predictions. We'll check in on those. This will be fun. Scott, you predicted last year that Drew Brees would return to form and throw for 5,000 or more yards. Do we need to look the stats up to check?
I don't think we need to.
Okay, sure.
He did miss a few games. I think if he had his extra games.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. James, you said that Jameis Winston would throw 5 touchdowns last year. Close. You were off by 4.
But the one he did throw was kind of big.
That's in the playoffs, so it should be worth
it. And it was a playoff. Does it even count? Ben, you said Tom Brady will throw an interception or be strip sacked before his first touchdown. And that actually was true. That happened.
Did
Tom Brady will throw.
That was great.
Well, Tampa Bay took the lead in that game on a Tom Brady sneak.
I said it was a throw before he threw his first touchdown. Yeah. He threw his first touchdown. So Jason, I got that one right.
Jason, you said that Anzalone would play a full season.
Well, he wasn't hurt.
He just didn't play.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Do we give judges? Do we give it to him?
I mean, come on. I'm not wrong.
He wasn't injured.
The spirit of your prediction was that he wouldn't be injured.
But as soon as Quan Alexander got...
And I was correct.
But not that he would be replaced by better talent.
I mean, that's not what the prediction was.
That's right.
Prediction was he blasts the full season.
Yeah, okay.
Which was Ash, easy to do since he wasn't playing.
Ash said that Cam
who?
Jordan would.
Who?
Ash
who?
Said that.
I don't know who that is.
Cam Jordan breaks.
God.
Breaks the single season record of sacks and passed Pat Swilling on the all-time sacks list. Oh. That now that keep bold. In mind, everybody, these are bold predictions, sure to go wrong. Go
wrong.
So he really went for that one. I said that Michael Thomas would get 1,500.
You can stop. Yards. You can just stop. What do you say that?
I said that right. That Michael Thomas would be normal. Jason, you said Traquan would get 50 catches. Traquan was targeted 50 times.
Okay.
He caught 34.
Well,
close.
You know, maybe if he had a quarterback that could get it downfield.
That's right. Ben, you said the Saints would lead the league in takeaways.
I meant Uber driving.
Dave said that Davenport, oh, of course, Dave's going to do a Davenport prediction.
Here we go.
Would get 15 sacks. Nope, didn't happen. Scott, you said Latavius Murray.
Prison?
I've just seen this.
More rushing yards than Alvin Kamara.
That sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, you did. James said that Taysom Hill would score 10 touchdowns.
How many did he?
How many touchdowns did Taysom?
Are you sure
Hill
that wasn't Scott's prediction?
Well, do you count the pet?
Was that the one that you stole?
And runs?
That was the one he stole.
He had 4 touchdowns.
That's it. I'm glad you stole it, James.
Was it only 4
in 2020? Wow. Yeah, Taysom had 4 touchdowns.
Okay.
Glad you stole it, James.
Wasn't it more than
Julio Jones? Right?
Yeah. All right, Taysom Hill. Ben, you said Deontay Harris would catch 5 touchdowns on offense.
1 or 2, did he get?
1 touchdown.
None on special teams.
One touchdown.
One?
Yeah. Well, I'll carry that one on for this year because I think he'll get 5 this year.
There you go. Dave said that Onyemata would get 8 sacks. So Dave had 8 sacks from Onyemata and 15 from only 2 firsts. So
Onyemata at 6.5.
Ooh, close.
All right. I said Breeze would pass for 35 touchdowns. I meant 35 yards. Ash said that Ash would not end up in Facebook jail before the season's over.
He's still there. It's Guantanamo Bay. We can't hear him. He's gone.
He said the Bengals would also, he also said the Bengals would win the AFC North.
Oh, God.
And I said the Saints would shut out at least one team.
You were close.
Shut out Tampa Bay
and Denver.
And Denver, yeah.
Yeah.
When they had no.
Okay, so Ben, you win the trophy. You're the only one to get any of the bold predictions sure to go wrong. Right.
I'll take that. I'm done now. See you later. That means you get the lead off.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's go, Ben. You're up.
Okay, first one. Juwan Johnson will score more touchdowns than Kyle Pitts this season.
I like that one. Because that's
funny.
Both realistic and might. Yeah, you could get that one.
It's not realistic at all. What are you on about? There's no way that's happening.
Why?
Have you seen Pitts?
Have you seen Juwan Johnson?
Have you seen
Matt Ryan? Good point.
Pitts is Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Falcons offense compared to the Saints offense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll say that. Juwan Johnson will score more touchdowns than Kyle Pitts this year.
I like it. I like it.
Falcons are going to struggle to win 5 games this year.
Oh, is that your bold prediction?
Well, you chuck it in there if you want. It isn't. But yeah, I don't think the Falcons are going to win 5 games this year.
Falcons win less than 5 games this year. Okay. Scott, was that yours?
Oh, that was James. I do think that Cam Jordan will lead the team in sacks.
Yeah, that's one I think is going to be wrong, but that's what this is. Bold quite prediction. Possible. Sure to go wrong.
Can I say Winston leads the league in passing yardage?
You can. You can say whatever you want.
I mean, I already bet on it. I may as well keep riding with it.
Double down.
Yep.
All right. I'll say Sean Payton gets Coach of the Year.
But the Saints don't get awards.
That's why it's sure to go wrong.
I think there are three players on the Saints that throw as many or more touchdowns than Taysom Hill.
Three players
for the Saints throw as many or more touchdowns than Taysom Hill.
So zero.
Do you know the do you know the three players? Have you got three players in your head?
Yeah, my well, and this is it's second level. I can't be wrong if I get these wrong. But
yeah, no, we won't keep you on that, but we're curious.
Winston, Kamara, and Book.
Oh, yeah, that's the three I would have gone with. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kamara's going to throw.
There's definitely an Alvin Kamara touchdown pass coming this season.
Yes.
Okay. And Book. Why is Book getting in the game?
Last game against the Falcons that we don't care about.
Ah,
It all comes back around.
Button hooked me. I didn't know you were going to button hook me. All right, back up to you, Ben.
Contract year for Marshawn Lattimore. He leads the league in interceptions.
Hmm.
Yeah, it should have gone wrong because they'll all throw against the corner number two because then we haven't got a corner number two.
All right.
We got Ken Crawley. I don't know what you mean.
Exactly.
I got one for Ken Crawley. I just don't know how to phrase it, but it has to do with Ken Crawley does not get called for pass interference
on every play.
I'm trying to
pick a number, right? He's good for at least one.
But this is going to be like Jason Anzalone thing where you're right because he never plays.
Chase, yeah.
Yeah, it's too hard to quantify. So, but I really think we need a Crawley bold prediction in here somewhere.
Crawley gets a pick six against Tom Brady.
I think the number two person on the team in interceptions is Richard Sherman.
Oh,
wow.
Wait, what?
Taste the soup.
Alvin Kamara has 20 touchdowns from scrimmage in the regular season.
Are we playing the Vikings again?
At least do that 20 touchdowns.
I'm going to say Tony Jones gets 5 from scrimmage.
Ooh.
Michael Thomas, despite missing 6 games, still leads the team in receptions by the end of the season.
Ugh, that'll be terrible if that's true.
You looked at me then, Scott, as if you were going to call that then.
I was not. I do say
that. Patrol tradition.
There was a look on your face there that it was just like, he's done it again.
No, not this time. Jameis Winston has a reception this season.
Is it a touchdown from Kamara?
No. It's a pass from Taysom Hill.
I don't know what's less likely, him catching the ball or Taysom throwing a completion.
I got one.
Taysom
Hill does not fumble.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
that's brave.
Sure once per game. Once
sure
per game.
Go wrong.
I've got two. First one, Scott will call for Taysom Hill to be quarterback before the end of the Patriots game. And the second one, Taysom Hill will be traded before trade deadline.
I don't see that happening, but this is sure to go wrong.
Exactly.
Saints defense leads the league in sacks.
There it is.
It's not as bold as it may seem because I think their defensive line, especially once Onyemata comes back, just the ends and even moving Jordan inside while Onyemata's out.
I think our blitzers too with the linebackers.
With the linebackers, Johnson. Yeah. Yep. I think we're going to cause havoc on quarterbacks.
That's the thing. Defensive
Johnson
line
gets suspended for 2 games.
Oh,
it'll happen.
Yeah, defensive line and offensive line are both top 5 in the league this year. That's not a prediction. That's just me stating a fact.
I have a Ben type negative prediction. Sure to go.
Whoa!
if it's pessimistic, it's in tribute to Ben. Before the end of the season, Will Lutz is cut and never plays for the Saints again.
Wow.
Oh. I've got a kicker related one as well.
Before the end of the season, he's missing kicks and Peyton's not taking him into the playoffs.
Before Lutz comes back from his injury, we have at least 2 other kickers on the roster before Lutz is back. Have we even re-signed Rosas yet?
We haven't signed anybody, I don't think.
No. So there's one, and I think after week one, whoever that kicker is going to get cut, and we'll have another kicker
and then
before Lutz comes back. Yeah.
And then he Lutz gets cut.
Apparently so.
If we go with Ben.
How about our new punter? Our new punter ends up being the all-pro punter this year.
Bastard!
You bastard.
And you have a stolen one.
And the United States takes evens the score.
USA. Wait, USA.
Well, you need to look at the Solheim Cup today, boys. You need to catch up.
A new punter.
Just day one.
Is all pro.
Yeah. All pro. Not just Pro Bowl, all pro.
All pro, yeah.
Blake Gillikin. Mullet.
James. At least we've not interviewed any Saints players this offseason, Ben, that are gonna leave at the end.
Holy shit. Yeah. We did that. That was the thing that the Thomas Moore said interview. When we sat down with Thomas and had a chat with him, when we said to him, he was talking about the upcoming draft. He's like, well, as long as I don't draft a punter, I'm okay. Straight away, punter gets signed. You're like, oh, fuck. So, yeah, we kind of. Thomas will never speak to us ever again.
It's your fault.
Jameis Winston is either number one or number two in touchdowns this year. I don't know how to word this right. Out of like all the NFL quarterbacks, he's either one or two.
So is at least number two.
Yes.
In passing touchdowns?
In passing. Let's just go touchdowns. There's other ways to score a touchdown.
I'm telling you, if we're going quarterback sneak on the goal line, Jameis Winston is not lining up under center.
I agree.
It's going to be your boy.
Oh, okay. I got one then. There. All right.
Total touchdown.
Jameis Winston, here's mine, will do the fleur de lis. At least once.
It's not illegal anymore, is it? A couple of people did it last year.
Drew did a layup, didn't he? Floor to leap into the stands. I mean, the Drew Brees jump.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The Brees leap.
Yeah.
There were two touchdowns last season where Brees did that shouldn't have counted because he didn't get the ball over the plane.
That's when you knew it was really over for Brees. When he couldn't make that play, that's when you knew it was really over.
All five of our starting offensive linemen play at least 16 games.
Now you just jinxed them.
Okay, I like that one actually because
I think McCoy, you've got playoffs,
take a game off,
Super Bowl. You've got all those games to help. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about regular season.
Oh,
I'm not trying to.
Okay, so Armstead's not starting, or
he's playing 16.
Is he in this?
When do you think the Saints social media will start crying out for Kenny Stills to be signed?
only you would do that.
No.
We're past that, I hope.
Can't afford him.
You wait. You watched every one game. Say, Kenny Stills is still a free agent. Why is he not on this team?
He's not very good.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. Anybody got any more bold predictions before we close it out?
One of you ends up getting lost in Nashville.
Somebody just misses the flight.
Nashville will ruin one of you. And we'll never see
ruin you. One of us.
It'd be like we're the hangover wives, part four.
So we're our wives are going to be there.
Jeff and Jason won't speak the rest of the year after Nashville.
No, not possible. That's sure to go wrong.
Impossible.
We're like Cap and Winter Soldier.
Jason, you're bringing your car to Nashville, right?
Yes.
I hope you got a big trunk because I'm putting my bike in it.
40-year-old virgin.
That's my 40-year-old virgin.
That's the chick he was talking to who did the French toast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Closing the book on bold predictions. Okay. So let's jump into the Green Bay because this is going to be the last episode before the actual game. So as is tradition, we do get into game preview. And Jason, we're going to have to do pick'ems, aren't we?
I just realized that.
So you have some time to decide what we're going to do about pick'ems.
Who won them last year?
Well, we'll get to that, Ben. But right now we're talking about the Green Bay Saints preview. So this game is in Jacksonville. I'll actually be 2.5 hours away in Florida. And I did consider going, but 2.5 hours.
Oh, come on. You got to do it.
And I'm not driving 2.5 hours to go sit in Jacksonville and watch the game.
You're a spoiled Saints fan, you are.
If the Saints were 2.5 hours away from me and Ben, we would crawl.
Exactly. Well, yeah, because you live in England. Yeah, no. I'm
I don't know if y'all realize how hot it's gonna be. We haven't had a summer over here.
So the temperature and the humidity, right, in Jacksonville, is that going to help the Saints and hinder the Packers at all?
Yes, that's why they one of the reasons why they chose Jacksonville, because they wanted a humid place.
Yeah, that was a very good
article. If we were predicting 2 weeks ago, I would have predicted the Saints losing the first game to the Packers. I no longer think it will. I think that that favors the Saints.
Shit, I might have to go 15-2 then.
It's a very good article by Jeff Duncan with how they came to picking that going to play in Jacksonville, and the fact they looked at flights from Green Bay down there and very, very
Rogers record in Florida.
Yeah, very good. So, but hey, it's the first time that stadium's going to be full for a long time. So,
yes, that is true.
I think every year since they started playing in London, Jacksonville's record attendance for a home game has been all the London games.
Well, that's because the stadium holds 30,000 more than the Jacksonville stadium.
There are a ton of tickets available for that game right now.
Really? Oh, sad, isn't it?
Tons.
It's never going to sell out that game. Never going to sell out.
With taxes and fees and everything, they're $80 a piece starting off. Like, I mean, it's...
That's cheap.
There are a lot of tickets.
How much for the pool seats?
The what seats?
Jacksonville's got a swimming pool, hasn't it? Behind one of the end zones.
The most expensive seats, like, they're $572. But
you go and stub up an hour.
So the Saints, right, need... So I'm just thinking of all the little advantages you can get for playing in a humid place, right? The Saints have got an all-white outfit they can wear, right? Jersey, pants, all white. So you make Green Bay wear the green. And can you make the away team? I suppose you can. If your home team gets to pick whatever... Home team gets to pick whatever colour they want.
We'd be stupid if we turn up in black.
I just think that with... You know, the Packers have got issues on the O-line, haven't they? Bakhtiari's out for the first 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's going to hinder them.
Davenport could have some fun there.
Well, Davenport, Jordan, whoever, really. Because the game wasn't being played in the Dome, I didn't think we would win against Green Bay. But the more I think about it, the more I think we are actually going to win that game.
What's the weather forecast for that game? Has anyone seen what the forecast is? Yeah, but there's no thunderstorms or anything.
Probably sunny. Yeah, I was worried about them...
There could be a hurricane.
Being able to focus with all the stuff going on, but then you look at like what Tulane came out and did today, and it's like,
It's a high of 88 that day, and I mean that'll be pretty humid there. It's a high of 84 today with 66% humidity.
Yeah, but still, I mean that doesn't. I mean, dude, it's 95 here.
Yeah, just cold.
So Green Bay, right? In preseason and when they're in training camp, I don't know whether they travel to go and do their training camp anywhere. I'm assuming they do it in Wisconsin, right? It's not that warm and it's not that humid up there at any point, is it? It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
The heat might get there, but the humidity definitely not. And that's really what just is the worst is the humidity. Like, you can go to other places and it was funny, like when I was in high school, we went to Atlanta to play a baseball game and everybody was like, why are we able to throw the ball so much harder? Like, it felt like you were like, you just had this super strength. It's like, because it's not as humid up here. You know, it's the air's a little thinner.
When I left to go make a drink, y'all were talking about the weather. That was about 7 minutes ago. Talking about weather. So let's talk about the actual game, the players and the things that will happen on the field.
So, do you think there are any lingering Rodgers issues with the team, or at this point they're just everybody's like, "Fuck it, let's go."
You know, I'm interested to see how Rodgers plays this year because he, in his talking and in his interviews, he seems very almost zen-like, like at peace kind of thing. He doesn't seem like the fired up guy that we've seen in the past. So I'm wondering how that's going to translate to the field. Like, is he just going to be like, oh, I threw an interception. Oh, well, I'm going to go do some chants on the sideline. Or is he, you know, going to be the same fiery guy that we've seen in the past? So I'm kind of interested to see how he is, because I think that he feels like he wants out of Green Bay. It is what it is for him at this point. And he's just gonna, he's at peace with it, and maybe he just goes through the motions. I don't know. I just don't know what to expect out of him.
I don't think they're gonna play any worse. He's gonna play any different. I don't think it's gonna, all that shit's gonna affect the team. They're professionals. He's a professional. The organization's professional. At the end of the day, they want to win more than that kind of stuff. And he is where he is. And I think they've settled that, just like the Sean Payton, Michael Thomas shit, right? At the end of the day, when it's time to play football, Michael Thomas is going to play football and he's going to play to the best of his ability. They're all professionals. So I'd like it to be a problem for Green Bay. I don't think that's how we're going to win this game.
Well, and Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he might be mad at the organization and all, but he still like has a good relationship with most of his teammates from what we understand. I mean, he'll play as hard as he can for them, I believe, no matter how he feels about the organization. Because I mean, he understands life is about people. It's about connections. You know, it's not about rusty trombones and dirty Sanchez or anything like that.
What are you over
I think balls. This game really goes down to how much pressure we can get on Rodgers. If he gets time, you've got to remember Devontae Adams is legit one of the top three receivers in this league.
Yeah.
So expect Lattimore just to follow him around the whole game.
And Aaron Jones is one of the best running backs. You know, we've got.
I'm happy with our run defense, though. Our run defense. Yeah. I'm not worried about Aaron Jones as much as I said.
Well, we're not going to have Onyemata though.
That's going to make a big difference.
Oh, who's the defensive?
But I trust
lineman we signed like yesterday, day before. Signed
two this week, haven't we?
Yeah, at least one.
Adams, is it Montavious Adams? Was that one of them? They used to play for the Patriots. And then we signed another one yesterday.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the whole Onyemata.
Essentially.
Answer for, you know, hey, you come play for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, if Lattimore can shut down Adams, and you know, that's a recipe for a win.
Who's your starting defensive tackles then, do you think, this weekend?
Tuttle, Roach.
Roach.
Oh, I'm looking forward to all them Roach clips.
Roach and Ringo. Roach and...
Ringo. And Roach, probably.
Yeah, because Tuttle's completely fallen down compared to where he was last year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a shame because
Ringo's a shoe-in, I think, to be a starter.
Yeah, I think the big thing, and I mentioned it before, was the fact that they've got offensive line injuries and issues. And if our defensive ends are as good as advertised, that's the key to winning the game.
It's keeping Rodgers in that pocket as well. Because he can make stuff of his feet.
Like wine.
I mean, they've got a couple of good cornerbacks, haven't they? Jair Alexander and I can't remember the name of the other one at the Packers, so that's not really helpful. But
right. I guess the good thing against stopping the run, let's see how the linebackers do against the run as well. That's going to be a big part of the game to help out.
Do you think Alexander plays?
No, it won't be Quan. It'll be Zach Bourne.
No, yeah, it'll be Zach Bourne. And,
I'm not saying star. I'm just saying plays.
I think he might play a snap for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I didn't hear. Did Eric Stokes win their other starting cornerback job? The cornerback out of Georgia?
The first round pick, wasn't it?
Yeah, first or second. Yeah,
it's first round pick, wasn't it? I don't know if he won it.
I don't know.
But hey, if you've got a rookie corner there, that's test him.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the season is just so hard to predict. You know, until teams kind of get started with their season and get into a groove, it's just kind of hard to. I mean, you always have the bad teams like the Jets and stuff, but when you have a team that's supposed to, you know, be good, it's just kind of hard to tell at the beginning.
Is Crawley still out? Is he be out for this game still?
Or... Oh, yeah, he may not even play.
Because I know they haven't announced yet.
Okay.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Got your sources, Wes. And then if Crawley is out, is it PJ going to go back there, or is he going to throw Paulson straight in?
No, it would be.
Ooh.
Paulson. Oh, my God. Listen to this. Listen to this stupid shit.
Uh-oh.
That's not very nice.
Uh-oh. I feel a rant coming.
Green Bay's. You know, you look at things through the Saints lens and our writers, and it's all Saints pro this and Packers that. So I wanted to see what the Packers writers were saying about the Saints, especially because they don't fucking know, just like we don't know about them, right? So here's a piece of something. It's in my mind what a difference a year makes. Breeze has retired, perhaps a year later than he should have, and the Saints will now trot out a combination of a tarnished former number one overall draft pick in Jameis Winston and a do-it-all gadget man, Taysom Hill. Winston was victorious in training camp competition with Hill, but time will tell how long the leash of the turnover-prone Winston truly is. At minimum, the former Packer, Hill, because that's where we all know Taysom Hill from, whatever, will get his share of snaps lining up under center, split out wide, and as tailback. Again, with the whole Winston turnover shit, you fuck one goat.
Well, Jeff, I mean, we've had this discussion before. Until he does something different, that's what people are going to reference.
He has 4 years of not doing that, and you're going to pick 1 year that he did it.
But it's the last time he was on the field on a regular basis. You have to look at that.
Like I said,
that's what people are going to reference until they have something else. It's always, what have you done for me lately? That's
well, good. Let him say stupid shit.
All right, I see him pass 64% completion.
Okay. Sean Payton is not putting him in an offense where he's going to throw 30 interceptions. Peyton's not going to scheme an offense for Jameis Winston where he's going to throw 30 right. picks.
The whole like, oh, Jameis Winston throws interceptions is the laziest form of journalism or sports analysis that anybody could be doing. Like nobody looks at anything.
It's a bit like the Taysom Hill fumbling. It's a bit like the Taysom Hill fumbling issue.
Yeah, right? Yeah. What idiot would focus on Taysom Hill fumbling? I said he wouldn't fumble. So, haha. Joke's on you.
Prediction sure to go wrong.
I mean, that's you base that off of what you've seen from Taysom in the past. He fumbles. I mean, that's all you can go by is by what he's done on the field. And last season, he fumbled a lot. Last season, Jameis was on the field, he threw a lot of interceptions. I don't think it's going to be like that. I don't think it's going to happen like that again. But if you're not on the inside, if you're not like seeing the team every day in practice and reading reports every day in practice and following them throughout training camp, which these writers, these national writers and these Green Bay writers haven't done that. So he's basing it on.
I wonder sometimes if even the New Orleans writers have done
that. I agree, but he's basing it on what he's seen in the past. I, including with everyone else, thinks he's wrong and full of shit. But I'm just telling you where this guy's probably coming from.
But you know what, though, Jeff? I've seen a lot of reports saying the same thing from national media, from other teams' media, where, you know, turnover-prone Winston, gadget man Hill. It's the same story. Yeah. Everywhere.
You mean, like, literally the words? Because if that's the
almost,
case,
yeah, almost.
Then everybody, and that happens with journalism, right? Everybody plagiarizes. Yeah. Everybody's usually or two writers, and then everybody just basically regurgitates a version of that. And that's not with sports only. That's with all journalism.
No, it is, but it's also very fucking lazy.
Of course, yes, absolutely. Which is why I like listening to the opinions of people who sit there and, like, again, like John Sigler looks at the numbers, he looks at the data, and he actually comes up with his own opinion based on the math and the history and what he can, you know, all the data that he has access to. He doesn't just regurgitate what everybody else is saying. And, you know, and we had him on our show, and that's, I know that because he told us that's how he does things, right?
And Underhill's probably the same way. You know, they don't just regurgitate stuff.
So he said from the very beginning that Winston was going to win that battle. And, you know,
did all of us.
All of us.
I said he was.
You said, Scott said he was, but he said he didn't want him to.
That's not what I said.
Scott said he wanted
There's
to.
There's only five of us that are on the show right now.
Not.
I thought that what? Nobody else besides that five is, of us thought.
I think we're going to have to lift it up and put that thing right here.
All right. So, yeah, I just got a little off tangent there about just how people cover things, but I obviously the media is going to underestimate Winston. I don't expect Green Bay to underestimate Winston, the coaching staff. I think the question is, if you are Green Bay's say, defensive coordinator, and you're putting together your game plan, how are you going to prepare for this Saints offense? I mean, you know, you don't have Michael Thomas, but from what you've seen, Callaway is a replacement, and Jameis Winston can throw. Alvin Kamara is going to be in the backfield. Juwan Johnson's the tight end you got to prepare for. Like, how do you balance your defense?
This is the thing. The teams that the Saints play early this season, they've got no tape on what this offense is going to be. Previously, they would have had years and years and years of tape on Breeze.
Good point.
How Breeze ran the offense. You know, Green Bay.
Even against themselves, right?
Yeah, it was Saints played Green Bay last year in the Superdome. You know, so they will know that Breeze can't throw past
right
20 teams yards could, or whatever.
Teams
it is.
Could cheat up. You know, I definitely expect us to attack more downfield, not just in this game, but in most of our games. And I'm really hoping that we will see more PI penalties go against our opponents because we are throwing the ball downfield.
Not more than we'll be throwing against us, but more than we
normally throw
previously.
Right, because we're clearly going to be passes
more.
I'm looking forward to seeing how, you know, Peyton schemes it up and setting up for the big shot downfield. It's like the because obviously you knew that was never going to happen with Breeze last couple of years. So how he's going to set that up is going to be fun to watch. And then
you know the first play against Green Bay on offense, Jameis Winston is going to uncork a 50-yard pass downfield. That's going to be Peyton's first play.
Kamara, or a screen.
I'm with James. I think they're going to launch it.
That'd be quite funny.
We did it with Breeze in a playoff game against the Eagles, didn't he? A couple of years ago,
Jeff.
First play picked.
Bet for Nashville, loser buys drink.
What? Kamara run versus
a Jameis ball.
Deep ball?
Yes.
Okay.
Define deep.
Right. Why wait for Nashville?
I thought that all the drinks run the Dome Patrol expense account.
Is that the only reason
you not hear the podcast?
What do you mean?
Depends on how many donations we get from our listeners. Yeah,
depends on how the Patreon goes.
Is this podcast more expensive than the typical 39-cent podcast because it's longer than the typical podcast?
We're charging
more for this one.
Yes, it's going to be 72 cents this time.
And you've got import tax of us as well. So
can we put this on Ben's OnlyFans account?
Yeah, he was nervous that they were going to.
I was very nervous. I was very nervous.
Show and feet.
That's Dome Patrol After Dark. What
there you go, Ben. That's for you, buddy.
Put it away. God.
But, oh, jeez.
Listeners, again, what the hell? Listeners have no idea what you got out there.
Right?
It was my foot. Listeners.
God, I can't believe you whipped that out. All right. So Kamara is going to go nuts, right?
Yeah, he's going to be.
And does Latavius Murray play or Tony Jones Jr.?
Combination.
I think if Jones Jr. starts off hot, then you got to keep him in.
I think you might see Murray towards the fourth quarter just battering teams down.
Do you think Kamara has any rust at the beginning of the game?
Any rest?
Rust.
Oh, rust.
I mean, he didn't play all preseason. I
doubt it. I don't think he's Drew Brees.
But I'll have to put this on first.
Oh, I don't think he's Drew Brees either.
Not that Drew had rust. I guess Drew was never really rusty. Like, what was rusty about the team? Remember, there was a few years where we kind of started rusty.
Yeah, there was
because Drew never played preseason.
Was it Drew? You think it was that?
Yeah, I remember Damon used to be really vocal about it. One of the many things
about the fact that Drew never played, so the team didn't know how to play with him, even though they played with him for 15 years. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. All right, so we got the Green Bay preview down. We got the bold predictions in. We got the
score predictions.
I am getting to that. Calm down. I was about to say. So now it's time for score predictions.
The worst thing in preseason.
Trust the host, folks.
It's the rust.
All right, score predictions. Who wants to? Does anybody want to go first, or you want me to call on you like a teacher in school?
I'll go first. I have a. You know, in my record prediction, I have us losing this game. So I am going to go 27-21 Green Bay.
35-28 Green Bay.
I think the hurricane motivation, Peyton's
Peyton's going to work his magic, and the Saints pull off an upset, 28-24.
31-17 Saints.
Got 28-17 Saints.
Now it's your turn, Jeff. You all for your score predictions. We're going to move in. What?
Jeffrey?
I'll go 31-28 Saints.
And you'll get to hear all this on the two-point conversion.
I'm going to say 31-17 Saints.
You're just going to take my score.
Yeah, sure. I didn't even listen. So I'm going to go with you, James. I think you're right. Every year I do this, and when we do score predictions, I anticipate the other team scoring more points just because I look at like how good their offense is. But then they don't because our defense is so damn good. So I don't care how good Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams and everybody in the Green Bay is. They're not that good against our defense. It's a shutout, right? We're going to get that shutout that I predicted for last year. I should bring that back. Oh, you know what? Let me go back. Retro, bold prediction.
Oh, shit.
I want to carry my shutout over. Saints will shut out a team this year.
Are you just going to carry that over every year until it happens?
Yep.
When was the last time it happened? Me and Ben, no?
Yep. I'm guessing it was in London.
It was in London.
It was the Wembley game. Wes was there too.
I was there.
That was Ken Crawley's only interception in the NFL that game.
Well, this year he's going to have more than that. This year he'll have two.
Who scored the touchdowns for the Saints in that game?
Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas.
Yeah, there we go.
Don't test me.
Oh, all right.
All right, Jason, are you prepared for pick'ems?
Yeah, I'm prepared.
Okay, let's get into some pick'ems.
Time to play the game.
That's right.
I'm tired. You don't need a play. Now you play it. Oh, yeah.
You gotta take the control. Will you make it? I will deliver the pain. You can't take it.
And we're back with the 2021 version of Don't Patrol Pick'ems, an annual tradition of us picking the NFL incredibly poorly. Before we get started on our first week of action, Jeff, who won Pick'ems last year?
Oh, let's take a look.
Please don't.
So last year, it looks like Pick'ems was won by JTL overall. And then within the Don't Patrol, Ash actually won.
Doesn't count.
No. Don't know who that is.
You're not going to count him because he hasn't been on an episode in enough time? Then I won Pick'ems.
Okay, Ash won.
Congratulations, Ash.
That's funny. Well, Ash.
All right. Well, Ash.
Your reward is you can take the off season off.
He only beat me by one game, by the way. I will take the trophy. Yeah. If the winner cannot execute the duties, then the runner-up, then that's me. Yeah,
he's not executing any duties, so it's you.
Yeah, but JTL, JTL did win. Tom Ensign second place, and then me third place. You know, or JTL, Ash, Tom, Jeff.
What were the other ones?
Then Trevor Bruno, then Jason.
I meant more
then
so.
James,
in
then Carp, then Scott, Davis, Douglas, Big Easy Gaijon, Neil, Sans Hobbs, Ben, Gerald Bouti, the mailman, Christian Mino, Chris McGuire, Dave, Drew, Jake, Gunn, Preston Allen.
So what were our percentages in the end? Wait, just out of interest.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Did you say Gunn at the bottom of that list?
Yeah, because I had him as 2-51 because he missed so many weeks.
It's cats playing. It's cats picking.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, what were the percentages for us?
Okay, so I had a 526. Jason was 516. James, you were 5-11. You were four games behind Jason. Jason was one game behind me. Scott, you were 484.
I missed a few games last year.
Ben, yeah, you were 400.
Did I beat Neil?
Nope. Thank you.
Neil was 409.
That's how bad you were, Ben.
This year, I'll beat Neil.
You owe Neil a drink.
Well, he comes if he's at the international games, I'll give him that drink.
But yeah, like Dave and Gunn did not. I mean, they picked like one or two weeks. They don't really count.
All right. So week one, can't pick the opening game, Tampa and Dallas, which would have been fun. But
why not?
Our rule, because we don't pick Thursday games.
We don't pick Thursday games.
That's our rule. We don't pick Thursday games. That's our rule.
Oh, because we hate the NFL for doing Thursday games.
No, because everyone can listen to the show.
Right. We also don't know how long it's going to take you to get it out.
Why can't it be both?
Hey.
So anyway, Pittsburgh travels to Buffalo. Big time match. You know, Big Ben, how much does he have left? Buffalo's a lot of sexy picks here after making it to the AFC title game last year. This game's in Buffalo. Bills are favored by 6.5.
Ooh. Buffalo by 6.5.
I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers with 6.5.
Give me Buffalo.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh as well. I think Buffalo wins, but I think Pittsburgh covers.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh aren't going to win the game, but they're going to cover.
So wait, Jason, you're taking Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Just me on the old Buffalo train.
Yep. Taking the Steelers, Wes? Too. Steelers.
Mm. All right. Our next game, an interconference game, the Arizona Cardinals. Some people are looking for big things from them. Kyler Murray. They brought over AJ Green. Who knows how much he's got left. They travel to Tennessee to play a Titans team that we are going to see later on this season. It's in Tennessee. Titans favored by 3.
Wow. They're just Titans. Their home field advantage, huh?
That's it.
Ben, did you just take Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take Arizona on this one. Dude, I tell you this much. I think Arizona is the team that we're going to compete with for number one seed this year.
I'm not convinced by the Cardinals. Give me the Titans.
All right.
I think you guys got to remember as well, this is going to be also a lot of teams' first home games of full stadiums this year. And I think it's going to, I think that the home teams are going to have a big advantage this week.
Good point. I'll take the Titans.
Is Hopkins with the Cardinals?
Yes, Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah, give me the Cardinals.
Signed. I'm just not convinced by Kyler Murray either.
No, I'm going to take Tennessee.
Or Cliff Kingsbury.
How are you not convinced about Kyler Murray?
He hasn't shown anything consistently.
okay, Scott.
Yeah, I don't get the fuss.
26 passing touchdowns last year.
And 12 interceptions, less than 4,000 yards.
I think he had another 10 rushing.
Still not convinced.
Now, Tennessee did add Julio Jones.
And Arizona added A.J. Green.
So Julio Jones and A.J.
Both
Brown
teams added wide receivers. Wide receiver.
So A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, and Derrick Henry is a nice combination of receiver.
Yeah. Back.
Now, the one thing with Tennessee, a lot of their
Jones over A.J. Green.
Right? A lot of the Tennessee guys were dealing with COVID this week.
Yeah, Tannehill just got released from it, I think, today or yesterday from COVID protocol.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, moving along.
There's one thing I know about COVID. It's definitely affects your ability to play football.
Is that why you don't play, Jeff? You had COVID.
Los Angeles Chargers. Sexy pick for a lot of people. Everybody high on on Herbert. They travel to Washington to play the football team coming off a division win. I believe they will be starting Fitzmagic. They got a pretty solid defense, and they are getting one at home.
So the Chargers are their favorite.
Yes, big time. I'll go first. Give me Washington.
Yeah, I'm the same.
If Washington was the normal favorite by 3, I'd probably take the Chargers. But
it's the whole West to East Coast thing.
Yeah, I'm going to take Washington too.
I'm all in on Justin Herbert. Give me the Chargers.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the football team formerly known as the Redskins.
Ben?
Washington, please.
Yeah, I'm taking the point. Home team.
It's Magic's good for week 1 and 2, and then that's it.
Yeah. We know too well.
All right, our next match, an AFC East match that suddenly got really, really intriguing with the recent release of Cam Newton. So now you've got the Miami Dolphins, led by Tua, former Alabama quarterback, traveled to New England to play the Pats. We're now led by Mac Jones, back-to-back Alabama quarterbacks playing in the first game. It's in New England. Pats are favored by 2.5.
Dolphins, please.
Hello. When's the last time you took Miami over New England ever before?
Maybe last year.
Last year.
Chad Pennington. It's in New England.
Chad Pennington.
Me, the Patriots. I expect big things from Mac Jones this year.
I'm with Scott.
Give me. I swear you said he was shit, and we shouldn't draft him, Scott.
I wanted to draft him.
I thought you didn't.
No, I wanted him.
Oh, I thought you. I was a Jason who thought he was shit and didn't want him.
I'll take the Dolphins, Jeff.
Okay. I am also taking the Dolphins. So I got Scott, New England. Ben, Miami. Jason, New England. Jeff and Wes, Miami. James, who'd you take?
New England.
There it is.
Jeff, who'd you take?
I took Miami. Got to create some separation.
In week one.
Right. I'm going to take the Dolphins as well.
Oh, great. Welcome to the party, pal.
Hey, we don't have to separate yet.
Is that a 40-year-old virgin quote?
And now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go. I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a...
Yeah, iDiverse Louisiana. That's what Renee said. We have the Jacksonville Jaguars, led by rookie Trevor Lawrence. They travel to Houston to play a completely dysfunctional Texans team who is going to be quarterbacked by... Does anybody know?
Deshaun Watson?
I don't know that he's...
Is it Tyra Taylor?
Yes, Tyra Taylor.
Tyra Taylor. Wow.
There you go.
So this is in Houston. Texans are getting 3 at home.
Yeah, give me Jacksonville all day. Texans are going to struggle to win 2 games this year.
So they're going to do what they did last year.
Yes.
This year they got the draw pick for it.
I am going to pick Houston for the upset because I think this is one of the 2 games that they win.
I am with Jason on this one. I actually think Tyrod Taylor is not too bad.
Yeah, but their roster is...
Their roster is pretty bad.
Shocking.
Yeah, but I also saw Jacksonville against the Saints. Remember that preseason game? And I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, but they also got against the Saints.
I'm taking Houston because they both suck, and the 3 points is a lot when both teams are terrible.
Oh, Doc. I'm going to take Houston as well.
Holy shit. I kind of took Houston to be contrarian. I may actually switch.
give me the London Jaguars.
So the two homers over there. Right?
I just think that Sunshine's not ready for the big time yet, and he's gonna be nervous and kind of struggle in his first game.
All right, I'm gonna swap over to Jacksonville.
That's your one swap for the year.
Separation.
That's your one mulligan. You're done.
Mm-hmm. And that's your pick'em.
All right, everybody who's listening, if you want to play Pick'ems with us, if you're new, we'll explain how to play. You tweet us at Dome Patrol PCast each of your picks. If you say, for example, if you were me, you would tweet at us Pittsburgh, or you could Pitt, Arizona, Washington, Miami, Houston, and then hashtag Pick'ems. That way we'll be able to find them. When I like your tweet, it means that it has been recorded. If I don't like it, it has not been recorded. Don't worry. Sometimes I don't record them until the Monday after the games.
Which means all the time.
Right. Usually what we'll do, if you miss 1 week, we give you a pass. If you miss the second week, we give you a pass, but we start to look at you kind of funny. After 3 weeks, we start to wonder if you're actually playing or not. It was a one-time thing.
You get put in Ash's corner.
Yeah, and then if you miss 4 weeks, then we just stop reporting on you. So it is free to play. No donations required. Get your tweets in. You have to have the tweets in before the kickoff of the first game. So that's why we pick all the games are Sundays, either 12, 3, or 7:30.
We give you time. Some of y'all are late listeners. We get
so central many time. Rules. So many rules.
Really, the rule is to tweet us your picks before the
game. Before the game. Oh, okay. That's easier.
All right. Well, so that's Pick'ems. Usually we do Saints preview after Pick'ems. So now we are pretty much kind of at the final thoughts portion.
Let me get
show.
my final thought first, because I got to go put together these AC units before it gets dark. Season's here. Let's go. And please give me some fucking electricity.
I can see the sweat on you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dog saliva.
No, look, I'm glistening.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
All right.
Go get your XT. Go get some cold air. All right. Final thoughts.
I just wanted to say, former Saint wide receiver and New England wide receiver David Patton passed away, I think, yesterday. He was in a motorcycle accident. So rest in peace, sir. I'm just looking forward to a great season. And who dat and go Tigers.
Yeah, it's good to be back. You know, 2-point conversion will be recorded straight after the Green Bay game. So I got to get back on that train. So
I'm looking forward to not being on it, but listening to it.
Yep, for some horrible takes straight after the final whistle. So that's going to be fun. Just can't wait for season back. You know, it feels like life is now slowly getting back to normal post-pandemic with London games this year. What's good to see. And can't wait. Let's go.
Awesome. James.
Apart from the Falcons being one of those London games.
Yeah, but I don't mind that, because it means we've got something invested in that game that we can really root for the Jets to be
that. That's a question. So, are there London games this year?
There's two.
And who are they?
The New York Jets are playing the Atlanta Falcons. It's a Falcons home game.
And so, the Jags Dolphins.
Yeah.
That's right. Because we said the Falcons would end up having more fans in London than they would in Atlanta. Are y'all?
I'm sure they'll be going to both.
Ben's going to both. I'm not going to either at the moment. That may change.
Fingers crossed.
If he gets his vaccination card.
I'm fully vaccinated. It depends whether Ben's going to offer me one of his spare tickets or not.
I haven't got any spares at the moment. I've got any spares. See?
There you go. He's not even offered me a spare ticket. Look,
James,
shocking.
I can give you some advice on how to secure that ticket from Ben. And,
it involves peanut butter.
No, thank you.
He likes sandwiches.
I'll watch those games at home. Thank you.
Ben, you know, or James, you know, I would imagine there's like websites you can buy tickets, right?
Yeah, no, for an arm and a leg.
That's an American thing, Jeff.
Oh. No. Because so I'm gonna get a bit deep into the whole London things here, right? So Wembley Stadium holds 90,000 people, right? Where's you've been there? It's a big stadium, big stadium. What they've done now is they've built another stadium, which Tottenham Hotspur, Ben's favorite football team, play in.
Wankers.
It's a Ted Lasso thing right there. I remember that.
They're the Tottenham Wankers. Is that the actual mascot?
Pretty much. But the NFL paid some of that stadium, and they've got a retractable pitch where they can wheel in the NFL pitch and stuff
like
that.
Like Arizona.
But it only holds 60,000. So they're playing two games in London this year where there are 60,000 less seats available for people to buy. Now there
you
are
mean
roughly
30,000 less.
Well, two games.
I see.
There's normally four.
Yeah, but even just taking the extra games out of the way. If there were Wembley,
four games.
We've had four games once.
Right. Okay.
Twice.
So that's not usual.
Twice.
Still not usual. So usually three, right?
Yeah, usually three.
Okay. And usually 90,000 seats per game.
Yes.
And now it's 60,000 for two games.
Yeah. Yes,
like 60,000 and 60,000, 120,000 tickets.
It is. Now, there are roughly 50,000 NFL UK season ticket holders. So that leaves only 10,000, well, not even 10,000 tickets, because the teams get tickets as well. So the tickets this year
there's seven available tickets.
Gold dust. Yeah, literally almost impossible to get tickets for. Now, I mean, I'm not a season ticket holder. Ben is. So it's easier for Ben to get them. But, you know, the Saints game when it was at Wembley, I had my phone, my work laptop, my personal laptop, and my work computer all set up to get tickets. And my wife had the same. And she managed to get three tickets for the Saints
like
game.
Like trying to get a PlayStation 1 or 17, on Christmas.
Just like that. Okay. I mean, NFL UK and the NFL have taken seats away from fans when it's at its peak of interest, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm, it's the interest in the NFL is as high as it's ever been.
So be careful.
Taken the seats away.
Because, all right, so it's the equivalent of, say, like in New Orleans, Saints season tickets sold out. You're on a waiting list if you want to get season tickets, right? I mean, you can, the only way to get tickets is if somebody's selling their tickets, right?
Yes.
So that's how you are now. Be careful that you don't get to be like the Atlanta Falcons. Didn't the Falcons do this where they are like, what, Scott, what does the LSU do with the, you have to pay for the right to even buy tickets?
Well, no, it gets you, you get points based on how much you donate, I think, and you get higher up on the waiting list is basically what it is.
What's the thing where, because like some teams who.
Yeah, they have that where you have to buy. I think it's like that in like, I want to say for like the Jets and stuff, it's like the PIL. Like a something, license,
yeah, where seat. You have to first, in order to even be considered to buy season tickets, you have to pay a fee, like a membership fee. So that you're paying first, you might not even get your tickets. You just have to pay.
Yeah, yeah. I did that for Manchester United for 5 years, where I was a member.
Okay, so that's
but not a season ticket concept. Holder. But it was only £25 a year to be a member. But that got you more chance of getting a ticket than if you weren't a member.
So you just got to like jog and diet and lose weight, and then they give you...
No, not quite.
So the NFL is...
Lose the weight expanding. Or you gain the weight?
Oh, I see what you did there. See that?
The NFL is expanding the international games a lot more. I think it's from next year.
Going to Germany.
They're going to Germany. So this is where this week 17 game's coming in, really. It's going to basically, you're going to get, I reckon you're going to get an international game every week within 2-3 years, but dotted around the world. You might get somewhere two in London. In yeah. You're going to get two in London. I reckon you're going to get one in Australia. You're going to get one in Mexico.
I don't think they'll go to Australia. That's too far.
They are. They are talking about Australia or Japan. They're talking about Japan.
Actually, the Saints played in Japan back in the 90s. I think it was against the Eagles, and maybe it was a preseason. I mean, probably a preseason game. I remember listening to it on the radio because for some reason we didn't have
a Giants Dolphins game at Wembley in 2007 was the first regular season game played outside.
Yeah. North America. Are they playing a game in Mexico this year? Did you say that?
I think it's only Wembley.
I think there's a Mexico
game. Okay, maybe it's more COVID related, but yeah.
Yeah, but no. So it's going to be
Canadian one coming too.
Yes, there's going to be one. Well, doesn't
Buffalo play half their games in Canada?
They used to, didn't they?
They did for a little while.
Yeah, Toronto, wasn't it?
Is there any truth to Buffalo and going to Austin?
No way.
I mean, is there truth to the fact that Buffalo made that threat?
Or they want a new stadium, don't they? Buffalo want a new stadium.
Can't imagine that they.
That's a historic stadium, you know, though. You can't.
How would you feel if the NFL put a team
to never play an international game is Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, they're the only team not to come and play in England is Green Bay Packers.
What do they know? Is it because their team is owned by the city and they refuse to?
They will never give up a home game.
They'll never give up a home game.
They have to now. This new rotation, they have to because teams are going to be in rotation.
No, games. I don't think they have to give up a home game. They just
have to.
I think
they do. I think there's a set. I think every 6 years or so, you have to give up one home game. 8 years.
I think it's eight. Yeah.
Every 8 years, you have to give up one home game.
Like sometime in the next 8 years, we're going to all go to London to. See a game,
well,
and then
it might not be in London.
You might be going to Shanghai, mate.
You might be going to
Shanghai. Last year, the Jaguars were supposed to play two games Shang-Chi? In London.
Yes, this is it.
The Jaguars were going to play two games in London. Like, there's back teams that are volunteering to have games over there because they make more money going over there
than they
do playing in their home stadium.
Well, the Jags, that's their home. That is their home.
Jags. So the Jags, before they spit history, before the Jags signed the deal to play every year in London, they were the 31st most supported franchise in the UK. Now they're like two or three.
No, they're number one, mate. They are
number one
in the
now.
UK.
Number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Last month, yeah.
They're number one now.
So I mean, you said earlier, is a team going to permanently go to Canada? If there's a team going to be abroad, it's going to be the UK first.
I don't know because I don't see that time, like them putting eight games and then also your team having to travel for 8 weeks to the US. That's a long travel versus Canada. You're still in the same time zone.
I guarantee you it'll be the UK first.
Yeah.
I hope we never get a UK franchise.
I think that would be
I agree, a huge mistake.
So to put a team in England. No offense, but I think
I agree. Logistically,
it's a poor decision.
If they want to play 8 regular season games in the UK, but 8 different regular season games, I can get with that, you know, but I do not want a franchise here.
I don't know which one of you went second, but this is the longest final thought ever.
I was thinking the same thing. My Lord.
I will say that I know I predicted a great Saints record this year. I'm nervous about all the practice on the road for a month and living out of the hotel and not really ever getting necessarily into a routine. I think if there's somebody who's going to handle that well, it's Sean Payton. I really think any other team, no matter what the roster is, would be crippled by this and would start the season, you know, 1-3 or something like that. I think Payton might be the one person who can deal with it and keep the team together. A little nervous about it, but definitely excited to get some LSU and New Orleans Saints football going again. So we got to hoot at and go Tigers.
We coming. James, you had another point you wanted to make?
I'd forgotten what it was now.
Thank you.
Was it World League related or was it?
It may have been. It may have been. But my final thought is I'm excited for the
team. Okay. You know, everybody's fine. Of course, everybody's excited for the team. Can we get the better final thought than that? Right? No shit. You're excited.
No, I'm done.
Well, I just want consistency. That's all I want this year is consistency. Well,
you got consistency in everybody's final thoughts. It's who that and go Tigers.
Look, we've done our preview. We've done pick-ems. 1 hour
away from LSU's kickoff.
Yeah. We've done preview. We've done pick-ems. The season's here. Yeah. Roll on next Sunday.
That's it. All right. So everybody, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for listening every week and for telling your friends about the Dome Patrol United network of podcasts. And if you haven't told your friends, it's okay, we forgive you, but like, can you go tell your friends about us? Come on. Because this is the only feed that you can subscribe to, one feed, and you get a plethora of shows, including the return of the 2-point conversion instant reaction show, which is going to happen after the Saints Green Bay game. We have the Dome Patrol podcast, that's this one. We have the BS and Beer Saints podcast, that's the intelligent analysis one. We have the Pelican Plunge podcast, the Premier League podcast, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and LSU Tigers football and other LSU sports, I guess, too. But the Tigers Den, and it's the Tigers Den's first football season of having a podcast on the show. So that's going to be really interesting. Follow each show on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, at BSN Beer Media, at Taking the Over, at Tiger_podcast, and at Dome Patrol Preem. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitch. Facebook, just search for Dome Patrol Podcast. Twitch, go to twitch.tv/Dome Patrol Podcast. We'll be doing some live streams over there once we build up an audience. So you have to subscribe if you want us to do live streams over there. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol Podcast. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, 40-year-old virgin donkeys.
Kelly Clarkson.
Good night, Hootat Nation.